The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? I'm coming to you from international waters. Still Trav Nation, but hello. What up? It's me, your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
Can I start going before Travis? Can I start
that
going?
That makes more sense, doesn't it?
I feel like it makes more sense. Don't get me wrong. I love Trav Nation and everything it stands
doesn't
for.
Sound
I
like
hope
you.
It. I think it's going to. At least place.
Oh shit! The guards are coming for Griffin.
But, no,
Griffin behind you, the guards.
All the freedoms I'm afforded are incredible. I love those. And I think Trav Nation's going to do real good in Eurovision this year. I'm Griffin McElroy.
Thank you very much.
What's up, Trav Nation?
Thank you. Wolf. Sorry, you were kind of breaking up there. Wi-Fi here on the 9-month cruise ship is a little spotty, but
Trav.
Okay,
I didn't realize you were there. Okay, that makes. So much.
It's been really hard
sense.
To do the amount of lag between us right now, because I imagine you are navigating.
Yeah, I'm on the boat, Justin. That's right. Sorry, I didn't mention it sooner. What?
That's good.
Guys, this Travis, I'm so worried about you, man.
What's
me
that,
I'm
man?
Really worried. I'm just really worried about you. I read a headline. Let me see. When was it? Today. 9-month cruise passenger is praying for the best as ship approaches treacherous Drake Passage.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Trav?
Well,
because I'm a little worried.
We're in uncharted waters here. Unfortunately, I mean that sincerely. We have discovered a part of the ocean that no one has been to yet.
Okay.
Which is weird. The Atlanteans are not happy. We encountered Atlanteans out here.
9 months at sea, you're going to hit some Atlanteans.
Yeah,
some
man, we've discovered some things. I don't actually,
cool.
I'm realizing now, I don't know how much I'm legally allowed to talk about vis-a-vis the merpeople, the merfolk we have encountered.
You don't have to actually abide by maritime law.
Oh, excellent. Okay, yeah, they're sexy as fuck, guys. They're out
whoa,
here.
Hold on, hold on. It's not illegal to say the merfolk are sexy as fuck. I will say it's in poor taste.
No. That's how they want to be described. Like, that's their kind of main thing.
I'm going to need to hear that from them, Travis. I'm going to need that from the source, that fact.
Okay. I don't know if they can use technology. They are.
Stick your microphone in the fish tank behind you.
Okay.
And if one of your fish say, it's okay for you to
I
say.
I did recreate my entire office in my berth.
Incredible.
So that it would, I mean, I'm going to be here for 9 months, right?
Yeah,
so
man.
We need some kind of consistency here, so.
Yeah, unlike your stools for the next 9 months, there will be no consistency
hey.
There. Hey, boyo.
I saw one report, Trav, that the least expensive interior stateroom
yeah.
on that trip is $16,850.
For 9 months?
So this is what I'm saying, right? I just did a quick calculation. That's $60 a night.
Now,
looking pretty good.
Looking pretty
honestly,
good, Infinite
you
Ocean
can't get
voyage.
Into a Red Roof Inn here for less than $80.
I bought mine on Ticketmaster. It was resold.
Okay.
I paid about $120,000.
So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But to be fair, that was sponsored by Squarespace. So Squarespace is footing
thank
the
you,
bill.
Squarespace.
Yeah. Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you, Squarespace. Love that.
The average is like $182 a night.
Okay.
I mean, that's high, but like. I can get you into the Radisson over here. I can get you into the DoubleTree downtown for about that.
Yeah, like, does it flow?
Do you want to stay in the DoubleTree in Huntington for 274 days? Or you want to go?
Does the DoubleTree in Huntington float to incredible continents?
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the 9-month cruise, the ultimate world cruise by Royal Caribbean, is an incredible value.
Well,
and unassailable.
Well,
unassailable. Good for.
I would say one of the differences between staying in, as you have described it, a landlocked hotel. Is probably that you have access to a constant influx of supplies. Whereas yeah. I learned yesterday from the captain that we took on all the supplies we're going to take on at the beginning.
No stopsies.
No, this is apparently 9-month continuous cruise, which I didn't realize. Yeah. We're going to go to the different continents or whatever and wave at them from a safe distance. Okay. But so we didn't know this at first. We had a pretty big party the first night, and apparently used up 50% of the supplies. Rations. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Huntington is resource limited, too. I can't get bok choy here.
Sure.
That's fair. We have limited drinking water at this point. So a couple of us have set up stills of various flavors and types. Have you guys seen Waterworld? You know when he's, like, refining his own piss? That's kind of where we're at. And
is that the state you're in right now?
Yeah, and it's like week 3.
What's your physical condition right now, Travis?
I would say
scurvilicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, having the mermaid people here helps, frankly. We have started to get a little bit monotonous here on week 3 already. Then they came around. They're a little violent. But fucking sexy, guys. I can't
so
get
high.
Over it.
Yeah.
We kind of let it go. You know what I mean? They've thrown a couple people overboard to the sharks.
Sharks got to eat.
Sharks got to eat. That's what they say. That's what they say every time they do it.
I have to ask a question that's been sort of burning in my mind. This is such a specific length of time for the cruise to go. What if someone gets pregnant on day 1 and then has a baby by end of it?
Yeah.
Whose baby is, like, where's the baby live? What's the baby's?
Can I tell you what's weird?
Does the baby get a passport on the boat?
2/3 of the passengers are pregnant.
Holy shit.
And
wow.
And they weren't when they started.
Yeah.
They were day 3.
Okay.
And now they're keeping them in this, like, gelatinous pool in, like, the hold. And here's what's weird. They're predicting future murders.
That's okay. I heard that you could see their dreams projected on the TVs throughout your stateroom. So that's actually huge.
But what do they dream about?
Mostly the sexiest fuck merpeople is what's here. And they predict the merpeople throwing people overboard, which isn't, frankly, a big prediction. It happens every hour on the hour. So,
Trav, I heard the only food left is ham. It's and true. All the buffet offerings are ham cut into different shapes and dyed different colors and seasoned differently. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there's a ham whittler. At the professional ham whittler, he stands in front of, you know, those boards with a big light on top, and he starts listing off. He's gotten pretty good at this point. He wasn't a ham whittler to begin with, but at
by 9 months, he's going to be the Michelangelo of ham.
Yeah, he's already started, like, trying to do people's faces. He's done some death masks of the people we've lost to the sharks, which have been lovely. Yeah. We keep those as a constantly rotting remembrance. Those we've lost. We've lost about 50% of the passengers at this point.
Yeah, so 9 months in, this ship's going to dock.
Well, all the babies will come.
Full to brim with nothing but rotted ham death masks.
And babies.
And children.
Now, here's the other thing I should mention. The pregnant folks of all genders, frankly, the gestation rate appears to be highly escalated.
Oh, like fast babies.
Yeah, babies.
This is a really progressive dystopia you've created.
Yeah, Trav.
You know, that I'm hearing me say it all out loud, I don't think I'm having a good time.
No, I don't think you are either, Travis. I look forward to seeing your ham mask, but I will miss you a lot.
You guys worry that? Okay, so I've been on we've done the Joko cruise.
Yeah, only 1 week. That one, by the way,
only one week, right?
Didn't think would be a selling point that it was only 1 week.
Only 1 week.
But now.
But we have a great time, but after that 1 week, I'm like, whoo, glad to be back on solid ground, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying that this is unprecedented enough that I would be concerned that there might be a new type of madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? A new type of, like, cruise madness that might set in. And it's not like we're not conditioned to this, right? So
no one's ever been on a boat for 9 months.
What do they do when the winds die down and the boat sits stagnant upon that glassy mirror, what's called the ocean?
Our progenitors used to do this thing all the time, right? It would be, let me pop over to England for 9 months in a boat. That would be fine for them. They wouldn't even notice. But we are not built for that. So I'm saying
that was also work. I don't think a lot of them were pleasure cruising around the ocean in 1720.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm worried a new kind of like, maybe all these people come back and it's like a generational event. You know what I mean? Like all these people come back with cruise madness and they start like trying to get other people going. Like we shouldn't be here on land. It's not right.
It we need to be at sea.
Cthulhu calls to us.
Your bones are so heavy here. Gravity is so much stronger.
Embrace buoyancy.
The bubbles below.
Embrace Boyonauticus. So that's really happening, and none of that was a joke.
Cool.
This is a joke, though. This is an advice show. We take your questions.
That wasn't a joke. Jokes are coming. But that jokes are coming.
I think it's kind of a joke that we give people advice. Is what I'm saying. Like we are jokes.
Okay.
My 60-year-old dad recently asked if I'd ever tried LSD before. I panicked and said no because I didn't know if he'd freak out, even though I'm an adult. Surprisingly, he ended up offering to try it with me. The thing is, I have plenty of experience with this stuff already. Should I fess up or go with the flow and pretend like it's his first acid trip is also mine? That's from tripping in Tallahassee. Bud, don't do that.
Yeah. No.
Please, for the love of fucking God, do not go into an LSD trip with a deep-seated secret and a demand of performance on you.
No way.
I guarantee you are setting yourself up for a non-enjoyable time.
I'm not some kind of straight edge. You know,
none of the three of us have done LSD.
Never done LSD. I have
not
concept
a chance in the world.
Except for what I've seen in movies referencing, not even set in, referencing like the 70s and 60s of a lot of in a white room. Like that's the closest reference points I have.
That may not even be that one.
No.
My unfamiliarity with LSD is so complete that I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't name
anything. Is it the same as
acid? Is it the same as acid? I don't know.
It is. LSD is acid. Okay. I'm pretty sure
it sounds like
that.
Right?
Let's talk about drugs.
Finally.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Here's where I'm at on drugs, and this is what scares me.
Yeah.
For me,
Are those two separate ideas, Justin? Are you about to tell us where you're at on drugs, and then later, what scares you?
Yes. All drugs.
Scarecrows.
This is every drug from like nicotine up to
The
big dogs. In my mind, there is a line, and on the side, and this line has moved throughout my life.
Sure.
But there is only two sides of the line. Fucking terrifying and stuff I do a lot of all the time.
Okay. Sure.
Things do have moved. That is a permeable osmotic barrier.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's why I have to be really choosy, right?
Sure.
Because that's the only, and that is not things I've tried and haven't tried. I'm saying that there's only two lines.
Right.
So that is my fear. I have created my own class one and class two drug scheduling program in my head, and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Or do it all the time for really no good reason.
I could definitely see Justin. You maybe have
thank God.
Yeah, I can definitely see Justin. He's corporeal. I think of the three of us, you would be most likely to like try LSD and within a calendar year, like be living in like a caravan on your own property with like beaded curtains.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Not J-Dog. I don't think, honestly, again, I must stress this enough. None of us have done this substance before or ever will.
To be fair, I didn't mean that like a Walter White thing. I meant that more like a
Travis is 100% right. If one of us was going to have a psychedelic experience that destabilized their core values to a point where they're like not podcasting anymore, they're not doing any of that, they're like doing the full ranch, like living in a yurt, experience it would be me. I'd be the most likely to do it.
Yeah. But again, that barrier would slip back a little bit, and I think you'd be right back in that office.
Yeah, I think about 6 months would pass, and you'd be like, oh, there's a new Dark Souls? Oh.
Yeah.
See, Griffin, I will tell you this. It has proven to be something of a one-way barrier.
That's the issue, isn't it?
It's not, things regularly get, like, rescheduled. That's right, terrifying. Right. Once I know they're not terrifying, not terrifying, you know?
A lot of them, we should stress, are terrifying.
This is so important. And I'm... obviously, right? And obviously, there is definitely, there's some terrifying stuff over there.
Right.
Right? For sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have not tried. What does it matter? My personal.
No, Justin, please. Here. Open up.
I have not tried
LSD.
He
hasn't had scoobers. He hasn't had.
You've had doobers, though, right?
I haven't had H or horse or food, any of it. I haven't tried any of the hard stuff.
You've huffed, right?
Ray Charles told me that quitting smoking was harder than quitting heroin. And I did quit smoking, so you tell me. Maybe I'm...
No, let's not...
Wait, Ray Charles told you that. Now, did he call you?
Us.
Oh, he told us. Okay.
The royal us.
I thought that was like Ray Charles.
No, Travis, the three of us, when we met Ray Charles, he told us.
And I remember Justin saying, hey, Ray Charles, this is going to seem out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What was harder for you? Quitting smoking or quitting heroin? There. Thank you for asking, Justin. No one's ever asked me that before, and I've been waiting for them to. My answer is going to shock you. Stay tuned after the commercial break. What, Ray Charles? And then he did a Squarespace ad.
It was really cool.
This is my thing. For this listener, y'all, this is, we got to stop doing things without thinking about them. Because
I thought you were going to say dad, but go on, please.
No, but you already told your dad you didn't do it. Yeah. Like, you already told your dad. You don't want to have to own up to that. That's way worse.
I mean, you do have a pretty good out here. It's actually the perfect out. This is a fucking slam dunk. When he gives it to you, you'd be like, oh, acid. You asked if I've done LSD before. I haven't done LSD, but this is acid. Acid is the same thing? Wow, okay, Dad.
That's pretty good. No, wait.
Yeah. Okay, one little thing, though. If you have done LSD before and your dad doesn't, and you're kind of like a drug guy, you know, you like drugs, do you trust your dad to procure your LSD? Source it? Do you trust your dad?
These are commemorative stamps.
I wouldn't trust our dad to procure a macchiato. Yeah. Okay. I'm certainly not going to let him. Now, this man is perhaps not a Clint McElroy level talent. Few men are.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not sure you want to trust your dad to get your drugs. Maybe you'd be like, yeah, dad, my treat.
Have you done other drugs with your dad? Because LSD seems like a big starting point for that.
It is a huge jump forward. Yeah. Yeah.
Good point, but Travis.
But what do you do? I mean, like,
what if you have different energies?
Is that the defining line of like, is there a line where there are some drugs that you are doing with other things, and then there's other drugs that's just like, no,
we're gonna make
drugs.
A day of it.
We don't have another activity.
Yeah,
right?
You're not gonna drop acid and then be like, and now let's watch season one of The Crown together.
Now, some people probably.
I was thinking exactly more like that. You're not going to drop acid and then take your midterms.
Well,
maybe they do. Actually, I don't know.
Again, our lack of knowledge about what LSD or acid
really
is
showing our
and
asses
does
here,
to
guys.
The people who do it is so vast. We know nothing about
it. What if it's like the limitless pill and we've just never done it?
Could be.
Fuck.
My only experience with drugs in this like neighborhood is that I once took what I have since been told is a heroic dose of mushrooms. Uh-huh. And that was it for that, right? But I'm bringing that terror that I experienced to this conversation. I'm sorry about the baggage that I'm bringing because those are different things.
Yeah.
And hallucinogenics have like medicinal properties that we could be researching right now.
I love
that. I don't think your dad and you are going to do that pioneering
work. Wait, is your dad a scientist?
Is your dad a scientist?
Your dad is Kaiser Permanente.
If that's the case, I would absolutely trust your dad to secure the good stuff.
Hey, son. Yeah, dad, Johns Hopkins.
What? Could you perhaps act as like a drug guide for your dad? Like
a
you
spotter.
Stay grounded. You keep your feet on the ground.
Yes.
And you're like here a lot. Because you should do that. I do know at least that
keep much. Keep your feet on the ground?
Big shout out to Brian for keeping me alive the night that I took a heroic dose of mushrooms. Thanks, Brian. It's important. I would offer that for your dad and just kind of see how it goes for him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, alternate. That's a good
guys, approach. Isn't it ironic that the Limitless TV show got canceled?
It seemed like there's a really pretty clearly defined limit on what that was capable of.
I meant to tell you guys, our healthcare stopped covering the Limitless.
No.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's 2024.
Yeah.
Sorry, we got to make jokes on our own.
No.
Start paying out of pocket.
I was just starting to be on an upturn.
If I took the Limitless pill, you know what the first thing I'd do
what?
Is?
What, Sajus?
Invent a Limitless pill that lasts forever and is better.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What right? Would you do? Why didn't they do that?
Yeah.
Take the Limitless pill.
Wish for infinite Limitless
pills. Because
the people
who invented the Limitless pill were not on the Limitless pill, right?
Justin, in the movie, he does.
Do you
Isn't
think
that at the
limitless?
End? He's like, this one's 20% better.
Did you see Limitless, Trav?
Nobody saw Limitless.
I saw it on a plane where you see Limitless. In the liminal limitless space.
That is the only movie you should. That is the only venue in which it was available.
Yeah. Was right. We released straight to Delta.
By the way, I do want to say big thanks to Alaska Airlines for bringing my brother and me season 2.
Stop it. Hey, can we approach the wizard, please?
Please.
Raven sent this in. That's a good name for someone who has taken us to a wizard. I imagine the Raven was carrying an orb. We got pulled into that orb. The orb was then flown to the mountaintop.
The boss is never going to believe that this happened to me twice this week.
Damn, this is a WikiHow article that was written by Glenn Corot. 94% of readers found this article helpful.
Oh, damn.
I know, that's the highest I've ever
seen.
That's
more than our show.
That's 13 signs that you're an old soul and what it means.
Thank you, Jesus.
That was a strange reaction to that. Is that something?
Yeah, it was a weird...
Yeah, I emphasized Jesus in a weird way. I meant to be more like, oh, thank you, Jesus. But not like, thank you,
Jesus.
But
is this something you've like needed for a long time? Because that's what it made it sound. Were you not expecting to be cross-examined on...
No,
saying thank you, Jesus.
Listen, I definitely think I'm an old soul. But there are times where I look at my youngest daughter and I'm like, what is going on behind those eyes? And she's seeing some stuff. She's having some flashbacks to things I don't even want to consider.
I will say, when people say you're an old soul starting in like your late 30s to early 40s, it's no longer a like outrageous. It's like,
yeah, man,
it is. It's at least 36 years old.
Yeah, bud.
My
age is in dog years, bud. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I have a dog soul inside of me.
I have an old dog soul. I have a road dog soul. I have a wild hog soul.
What is an old soul? An old soul feels older and wiser than their age reflects. The concept of old souls originates in the spiritual idea that bodies are vessels for souls. And if you're an old soul, your soul continues to reincarnate. Fuck yeah.
So where do the young souls come from?
Well, when two old souls love each other very much, they soul pork, and then 9 months
look
later,
into the orb. Watch the souls pork. What are you doing? Get out of here.
So today, old souls aren't necessarily a spiritual thing. It just means you have lots of empathy, mental acuity, intuition, and insight into yourself and the
world
around
you. You're just a good
person. I would say all of those things are possessing great quantities by most of the old people that I encounter in my day-to-day life, which isn't many. Signs you're an old soul. You aren't materialistic. You rarely find happiness in material possessions or money as an old soul.
But I love...
Maybe that's true just because if you're an old soul, maybe your soul doesn't know about all the cool things to buy that there are.
Yeah, maybe also a little impractical soul. Like, listen, I get it. Lacey's capitalism fucking sucks. But I do need some things to exist, right?
Like, right.
Yeah, I haven't done Justin's full-blown LSD turnaround yet to give it all up and live off the land.
Yet.
Right. My soul doesn't know there's a new iPhone out. If they did,
oh.
they would spend soul bucks on it, which is the money. Yeah, soul if can
it doesn't
get.
If it doesn't come up on my Souls for You page, then I probably don't know.
No point. By the way, your soul does work at a spiritual job while you're asleep every night.
Oh man,
accrues soul bucks. You have no access to the soul bucks, and this is from the article. You don't get access to the soul bucks, but your soul can spend the money on the soul goods and soul services.
Can I tell you that makes so much sense? Because the older my soul gets, the less like rested I feel when I wake up. And yeah, I
that's
think
the job.
It's possible that my soul got elevated to a position in the company that it was not prepared for, and is maybe taking on too much responsibility.
Did you see Boss Baby?
Yeah.
Were you about to say, unfortunately, you hateful man?
No, that's was going to say, unfortunately, I've seen Boss Baby, which is good. And then all of the other Boss Baby iterations.
Okay, well, fine.
God, thank you, Travis, for having the courage.
You're an intellectual who loves knowledge and truth.
Is this my horoscope?
I'm sounding older already. You're wise beyond your years. Do people consider you mature for your age or openly call you, quote, wise beyond your years? Again, by this age that I'm at, wise beyond my years doesn't cover as much road as it did.
You know what places have an early dinner special?
That's not particular. Yeah, right. You can tell you the names of many of the contestants on this season of The Golden Bachelor. I don't think that means much now.
You know how to address an envelope properly.
Yes.
You know, old people stuff.
I would say that this is also, the older I get, the less I want. I like now if someone's like, oh, you have a young energy. You have a young soul. That's better to me because I've never been told I have an old soul. No one has ever thought about Travis Patrick McElroy and thought, that man is mature beyond his years.
What?
Yeah, no one's ever told me I'm wise beyond my years, not my entire life. not a single time has that ever happened to me. Not once.
I'm lucky to get your wise at exactly your years. You are hitting. Yes. Yeah, you nailed it.
I've been told I'm strong beyond my years.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
When I was 6 years old, do you guys remember seeing pictures of that kid like standing on a front porch and flexing? They called him Baby Hercules, and he was so strong.
That was you?
That was me.
That was you.
Yeah. You felt like an outsider among other kids your age as a child. Well, yeah, they were intimidated of my huge muscles and
you were
strong
so big.
Body. I had an old body.
You were Benjamin Buttoning, but in a good, like, cool way. Sexy Benjamin Button.
Did you feel like you didn't quite belong among your classmates at school? Yeah. Oh, this is why. Oh, man. Great.
Oh, because you're old soul.
Glad we were able to finally dial that in.
I thought it was all of the show t-shirts from all the children's theater shows I'd been in. But no, it's because my soul was real old.
Mm-hmm. Old ass soul.
Because I look like Minkus, but no, I was just an old Minkus.
You prefer spending time at home alone. Well, now hold on. This isn't an age thing anymore, I don't think.
No.
Right? I have a shy soul. I have a lazy soul.
What's your soul's engram?
Why does an old soul have to be an introvert?
That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I feel like an old soul would want to get out there and just be like, what's going on?
Yeah, they're back in a young body. I've seen movies like that. I'm going to go back eating whatever I want and having sex with people and doing drugs and stuff. I'm young again.
So good to be in a body again.
Yeah.
Guys, you're often asked for advice.
Wait a minute.
Hello.
We must be three grandpas out here because of how much advice we're giving out and how shy we all are. My soul is old as fuck.
I got a middle-aged
just because the advice? Wait, what about all the other qualifying statements that have made before this? I feel like you've really latched onto this one facet of being an old soul. Girl.
Older and wiser than their age reflects. Yes, you aren't materialistic. Okay. What is stuff? Look at our backgrounds. We have nothing. We have no things.
I have two red squares and a Frasier toy. I have nothing.
Intellectuals who love knowledge and truth.
Yep.
Wise behind your years. Maybe you felt like an outsider among other kids your age as a child. Not Travis, but me and Juice. I think that would describe us completely.
For sure.
You crave meaningful
connections.
Wait,
you didn't think I was an outcast among other children growing up?
No, man. You're the fucking dog. You're the fucking man, dog. You crave meaningful connections with people. You feel strong empathy for others. You're very introspective. <All right. laughs> You prefer spending time at home alone. I mean, I forget about what the alone part is like, but the home part, yeah, for sure.
I want to meet the person that does not care deeply about anybody else, but does love to be out there with them.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's called a psychopath.
Yeah, yeah, you mean a sociopathic monster. Got
okay,
it.
You're often asked for your advice. Yes, okay. The next one says, you find ways to challenge the status quo. We don't do that. But the picture is a man simply walking around an office holding a laptop that he's typing on, which we're doing laptop shit basically all the time.
I like that. I disagree with you there, Griffin. When we started, a lot of people thought white guys couldn't podcast.
That's true. That's a good point, Justin.
Here we are.
Wise beyond our years. White beyond our years.
Wise beyond our years. Wise beyond our fears.
Oh.
Isn't that more important?
No fear.
No fear, Big Dog, Big Johnson. Think about it.
Think about it, Big Johnson. You know how to step back and see the bigger picture.
Watch.
Time has proven that to be incorrect
I
for
scooted
us.
Scooted back.
I would say.
Yeah, that's a good
you
point.
You scooted back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You wouldn't even stand.
You recognize fellow old souls when you meet them. Mm-hmm. Hey. I know that look. That tired look in your eyes.
But you don't touch because then you would explode.
Okay, now I'm mad because that should have been the first thing. Because why am I wasting all this time trying to figure this out when I could just ask another old soul, like, what do you think?
Am I? Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. This can be a service.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'm going to count to three, and then each of us is going to say the age that we think our soul is.
I think souls are infinite, so I don't know.
Okay, Justin.
I can say pretty distinctly.
All part of it's all part of the one. It's all part of it. It's all part. Justin. It's all part of it.
Yeah, but you get your own part. Have you seen Boss Baby? At the beginning, everybody gets their own little soul that then shoots down into a tummy.
Okay. And you're saying how long has my soul been split from the infinite? Yes. Okay.
Juice is, I think, pretty old soul. I think. Juice gets that. I think I'm brand new. I think this is my first go. I think this is my first lap. So to speak.
I think you're a little too jaded for this to be your first lap.
Again, I'm 36 years old.
If it's your first lap, why aren't you more excited? It feels like you should be a little bit more excited about life.
Well, now, Justin.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I feel like Travis and I have to get you excited about things a lot.
Yes.
And I feel like a new soul would be like, whew, there's so much to
maybe
do.
Maybe the problem is we're confusing Griffin's personality with his soul. His soul is very excited, but
I keep him.
Yeah,
he's down in. He's way deep down.
We're
in
talking
heart.
About differences with the ego. The ego is getting in the way of the growth the soul needs to do.
That's exactly right, Justin. Thank you so
much. What Griffin? What changes can you make in your day to day life so that your ego stops getting in the way of this soul of yours?
I mean, kickboxing.
Yep. That's number one.
God, we already what a zag that would have been, though. Whew. What a zag that would have been.
Constant.
Hydration.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much more hydrated I can be. I have the
You could get to a ball. Cycle, a constant flow in and out.
That would be awesome. Is that the system that you guys have employed aboard the 9-month cruise?
Yeah, we kind of have to just to keep the supply because sweat just wastes it, right? That we only have so much water on board.
The floors of the gym are just sponges right above the showers. They just soak it up.
I'm just saying sometimes I've seen clips of this great show called Crossing Over with John Edwards, and in it he would look at someone and be like, you used to be a Renaissance era painter, but then you got cholera and died, and then the person he's talking to is like, that feels so right. But when I think of that, I'm like, I don't have any
no
of that
doesn't sound
here.
Right,
I don't have any of that in here. You were a race car driver in the 1930s and you got a big explosion and died, and I think like, that sounds fucking sick, but I'm getting nothing in there. I'm trying to tune into this shit, but there's just nothing.
In a past
it's my
life,
first go.
Can I tell you guys something wild? In a past life, I was Napoleon, but then nothing between then and now. It was just Napoleon, and then hovering. Whoa. Ooh, I like that one. That's the next Napoleon. And man, is my soul disappointed.
I bet.
Have big plans. But that's why I'm here at the sea. It calls to me. I'm a naval leader. It's in my soul. The oceans have become battlefields. For us and the merfolk. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell you guys they're coming. Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Travis? Sorry. That's a huge breach of trust.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to tell you guys. I'm sorry.
If we're going to afford Travis's extravagant 9-month cruise cabin, we should probably go to the money zone and get some cash.
Let's go. The only way I've been able to keep in contact with my brother has been through the United States Postal Service. And thank goodness they are still out there delivering the mail.
Not in the United States.
Not in the United States.
Wild. You don't think, you don't
expect. It's really nice that they do that, actually. They'll go wherever you need them to, no problem at all. But I didn't want to have to keep going to the post office to get stamps every time I needed stamps. Well, thank goodness. Stamps.com has been there to help me keep in touch with my brother. What do you need for this service? Well, what you need is a computer and you need a printer. They'll send you the scale so you know how much your postage you're going to need. And you got everything you need to get started just like that. What's the benefit? Outside the convenience of being able to do it all in your home, well, how about this? How about you get discounts, like savings you wouldn't believe. Get huge carrier discounts up to, guys, this is going to sound like I'm making up, 89% off of USPS and UPS rates that are going to help your bottom line. Plus, they automatically tell you your cheapest and fastest shipping options.
Justin?
Yeah?
Okay, listen, Stamps.com was kind enough to sponsor us. Why are you lying about the amount that people can save?
Travis, I swear.
There's no way, Justin. They would be going broke.
You can take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code MYBROTHER for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click the microphone at the top of the page and enter code MYBROTHER.
I want to tell you about Stitch Fix. Now listen.
Did you guys hear that fucking... Hey, listener, it's me, Justin McElroy. That silence you heard, and I hope Rachel left it in, was my brothers squaring off in a silent showdown about how it would have to do the only real actual work they do in a given day.
You like
there's
that?
Like 1 minute of having to do work, and they were both like, I'm not fucking, well, and J-Man already took the first, I'm not going to do it.
We knew it wasn't going to be you, and so we were
knew it wasn't going to be me. I was out.
We were in sort
although
of
it lasted long enough that I had a moment where I was like, all right, chill.
I tried to, I was actually trying to leave the room for Griffin to take it since I've been carrying the show.
Okay.
For the last couple of weeks, I mean.
I was going to go pee. Okay. But then
that's the showdown that we're all a little bit in, that if two of them are going to do an ad, certainly I don't
need to be here. Stitch Fix.
No, I want to tell you about Stitch Fix. Shut up. Because
but I love Stitch Fix so much.
I know you do, but you know who loves Stitch Fix more than you or I? Who? My children.
Oh,
we
really?
Signed BB and Thought both up for Stitch Fix. And when it
isn't that great?
When it comes, it like they like light up about it.
Fashion show? Do you
oh,
do
yeah.
a fashion
can't
show?
Wait
we
to
do
wear
fashion
the
show
stuff.
Time. It's the best.
BB
the
just best. Wore this really cute, like fuzzy, furry hoodie sweatshirt with like a sequin unicorn on it. Dot's wearing a full blown Stitch Fix outfit to school today. Couldn't wait to put it on. And the clothes that come, frankly, make all the grown-ups who see them jealous because they're like, I would like to wear that if it was in my size.
That means you're winning at your school.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And so if you would like to have the same drip that my children do, you're going to and who doesn't? You're going to want to check out Stitch Fix because the Stitch Fix stylists just get you. And Stitch Fix is easy and you're going to get clothes that fit you. Without having to browse through stuff or go through, you know, stores, websites, whatever, because they have it all for you. And you're going to tell them, like, what kind of stuff you like to wear, where you like to go, what your price range is, all that kind of stuff. And they'll make those choices for you. And they'll even show you how to wear head-to-toe outfits. So you just go and you get dressed up, and it's amazing. So thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Try today at stitchfix.com/mybrother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Most of the plants humans eat are technically grass.
Most of the asphalt we drive on is almost a liquid.
The formula of WD-40 is San Diego's greatest secret.
Zippers were invented by a Swedish immigrant love story.
On the podcast Secretly Incredibly Fascinating, we explore this type of amazing stuff.
Stuff about ordinary topics like cabbage and batteries and socks.
topics you'd never expect to be the title of the podcast. Secretly Incredibly Fascinating.
Find us by searching for the word secretly in your podcast app.
And at MaximumFun.org.
I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
I'm Elliot Kalin.
And together we are The Flophouse, a long-running podcast on the Maximum Fun Network, where we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
And because we're so long-running, maybe you haven't given us a chance. I get it, but you don't actually have to know anything about previous episodes to enjoy us, and I promise you that if you find our voices irritating, we grow endearing over time.
Perhaps you listened to one of our old episodes and decided that we were dumb and immature. Well, we've been doing this a while now. We have become smarter and more mature, and generally nicer to Dan.
But we are only human, so no promises.
Find The Flophouse on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
How about another question?
Yes, please. I would love another question, please.
Thank you, by the way, to everybody who sends in their questions. We don't say it enough. Thank you. MBMBAM at MaximumFun.org is the address if you need our help. We are here for you. We answer every single question we get on the air. Always have, always will. That's not true. I've recently started a new job in an office that has an odd feature. There is a room with just a shower and a sink across from my boss's office. And on the way to the break room, the restrooms are in the common area of the building. So it's not like it's an executive restroom. It would be nice to be able to go for a run over lunch and take a shower, but I've never seen anyone else use it. I fear I'd be judged for getting naked in the office. Brothers, why is there a shower in a professional office? And is there a way I could use it while still being able to make eye contact with my boss when I get out? That's from Stump by a Shower Site in Colorado.
You and me both, too. You and me both, man.
Yeah, I'm often distressed at there being showers at places I didn't expect them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's always fun when we do live shows in the dressing room, there's always showers, which is a great reminder that other performers are working a lot harder than we are.
Yeah, sure.
Because I've never gotten off stage like after doing a show, like, sorry, guys, I was working so hard out there. I am drenched.
Yuck. Yuck, yuck, don't touch me till I've had my shower. I've worked up a powerful stink out there, sitting perfectly still.
You know, people, like, you know that the chain smokers are coming off just like dripping.
Get out of my fucking way! I gotta get wet!
Yeah, but in a different way. I gotta get a clean wet. I'm a dirty wet now.
God, I always look at those things and do think, though, a shower would be pre-show shower would be... This is the year where I'm going to start bringing shampoo and soap and a towel with me to the theater when we go to do a show so I can have a nice pre-show shower just to see how the energy changes, because I always feel pretty good after one.
I do. I am retroactively embarrassed by, like, definitely for the first couple of years that we did shows, every time there was a shower in the dressing room, all three of us, we were like, well, golly, look at this. A shower right in here.
What am I thinking next?
Hey, kids, come in here and look at this. This is the damnedest thing, a shower in the dressing room.
Now, what would kick ass, what I would like to see more of, theater owners of the world, beds in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah.
That would
be fucking
tight as hell. I always see those, like, nap pod break room things in places where I don't really want that, like an airport. But if that was backstage at a show, ooh, and I could catch a quick pizzizz back there.
Love a pizzizz right before a show.
A quick pizzizz in a shower. Get right with Christ before we go on stage to delight the masses. That would be so tight.
That would be
nice.
Now,
to get to the question, I would like to say, we run into this a lot, right? Of the difference between being judged for something and getting trouble for something. I don't think you'd get in trouble for taking a shower. It is there. Unless it's, if they didn't want you to, they'd put up a sign, they'd lock the door. Now, that's not the same as you come out, toweling your hair dry. Will the other people in the office be like, did they get naked?
Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah.
Where the fuck have you been?
I think maybe you could play it mysteriously to work up a sort of like aura about the office of impressiveness, where you do take a shower every day, but you do not make a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, they'll figure it out. People are going to talk, and that sort of organic growth is what you want from a sort of status like this. The other thing is that sometimes people will be like, why is Jeremy wet? Why is Jeremy wet?
But you don't want it. You do want it to continue to be somewhat oddball behavior, because the last thing you want is a situation where there's a line out.
That's the worst case.
In your Crocs, you know, with your towel over there, like, come on, time is money. Well, we've all got a shower here.
This is why what works for this is you've earned the shower by running during your lunchtime. Right. I think that in and of itself, those two things connected. If I worked in an office and every day during lunch, I'm sitting there watching like the last 10 minutes of one TV show and the next 20 minutes of the other because I timed it out poorly. And meanwhile, like,
you just described every lunch I've ever had, Travis.
And meanwhile, this person's out there like jogging and then taking a shower. I'm like, yeah, of course they're showering. They earned it. They're the most incredibly responsible human being I've ever met.
Are you 100% certain it's not an eyewash shower? Are you 100% certain you're not going to be in there naked and it's going to be like, you're going to hear the door slam open like, oh God, oh God, oh God,
oh God, oh God, the batteries.
What are you doing?
The batteries exploded again. Move.
What if there's a different reason nobody uses it? Like, we all used to use that shower until that fateful day. Yeah. And now, out of respect, out of that past coworker's memory,
we found out that the drain just does empty into Jeff's office.
Yeah,
and we don't know why it was built that way.
You don't understand. One out of every 20 times, it's lava that comes out, and it's never every 20th time. Just one out of 20 times, it's lava.
That's the boss's Pepsi shower. You can't use it. It's so expensive. He goes through several liters every time he rocks it.
Also, the ants are a problem.
The ants are pretty bad these days.
Do you work in a place where the boss is like, I'm happy to come work there. One thing is, I need a prescription shower that is always available to me at all times. I never know what's going to happen. Yeah. And I need to be able to shower at the drop of a hat.
Then there should be stanchions and a velvet rope. If there's nothing.
Yeah, you're right. A guard.
Yeah.
Something.
I will say this, if you are nervous about this to the point where you do have to be sort of discreet, but you feel so strongly that you would like to use the shower, I think a pretty good option is you bring spaghetti for your lunch every day and you spill a lot of it on yourself.
Every day?
Ooh.
Every day.
I'm not giving up till I figure this stuff out.
Yeah. You walk by your boss's office just covered in spaghetti towards the shower.
Happened again.
They are going to nod, like, go ahead.
Yeah.
And then you take the shower and you come out like, thanks, boss man. Close call, huh? And then you go sit down. But next day, you are going to drop spaghetti all over yourself again. Not just on your clothes. It needs to get on your skin, too.
Listen, can I tell you something? Yeah. Clumsy Carl, he's the clumsiest motherfucker in this office. But his numbers are phenomenal. You all can take a lesson from this spaghetti dropping motherfucker.
I get my best thinking done during my spaghetti showers, boss. That's why I come up with all the big ideas. What's worse, an employee comes to you and says, can I use the shower? Or an employee comes to you and just has used the shower without asking. I feel like they're both pretty bad.
The first, for sure, because the first the first is, may I be nude or must I have keep my stink?
Permission to be nude?
Permission to be, may I be nude or shall I keep my stink for you? Is basically the question that you're
what
asking.
About,
which is hugely inappropriate.
What about, the shower is fine to use, right?
Every day?
Well, no, what I'm saying is that's how you ask it. It's cool to use the shower, right?
Yeah, but Trav, that's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Bad.
It's not.
It's
can
bad.
I shower? May I shower? May I shower, daddy? Is different from the assumption of like, hey, it's cool to use the shower, right? It's cool if I use the shower. Thanks, dog.
Okay, wait. Okay, no, Travis, your bad suggestion has given me a better one.
Okay.
Why don't you start talking up the showers to the other people in the office and see if you can get them to break the seal. So it's like, hey, did you hit the shower?
Yeah.
Did you hit the shower? Hey, bud, getting a little ripe. Good news, there's a shower down there. You can go check it out.
I bet the water pressure in that motherfucker is amazing.
Ooh, it looks like a good shower. We all shower around here, right, everybody?
It's cool to use the shower, right, daddy?
We all think it. No.
See, Travis, you keep coming back
in
to this. And what I don't like so much about the turn of phrase you use is I can interpret it, I think, at least three different ways off the top of my head, which is it okay to use the shower? Is it cool? Am I a cool dude if I shower?
Do you want me to shower?
Do you need me to shower?
Would you prefer better that I be showered before we conduct
Which
business.
Is better? Hey, choose your own adventure, boss. You want me? How do you want me?
I'm going to say when I picture someone taking a shower, first of all, there's a lot of fog and steam, so you can't see anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
It's like a Very Netflix. Tasteful. It's like a Netflix show. There's tasteful suggestion that there is privacy happening behind them.
Yeah.
But second of all, I'm not looking at them and going like, fuck, that's a cool dude. Wow, that's cool. Man, that's a cool person in there cleaning.
I don't think that's... imagining, Griffin. I'm saying that there is something to... a Shawshank ass, like a act of rebellion, when you come and like the shower's been there, everyone's dreamed of using it, but no one's broken the seal, and you're the new hot rod in town, and you break that seal, and they're like, I could never have the strength of will to shower.
I haven't worked in an office in a while, but I think you will run into some issues of your boss being like, that was a lot of time you just spent doing something that is not selling, door hinges or whatever it is people do in offices.
You're going to request a phone in there.
Okay.
I'm going to need a line to the shower.
I think it's fucked up that I'm allowed to make pee and poop inside of my office and take company time to do it. But to shower, maybe that's what it, you come out of the shower, boss is like, hey, did you just, and you'd be like, don't worry, I peed and pooped while I was doing it.
Isn't that the,
try, boss man.
Earn them a dollar, I got paid a dime. That's why I shit on company time.
That's why I shit and piss in the shower. In the boss's shower on company dime.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We sure had fun recording it.
Yeah, it was great. I'm excited to let you know I'm going to be at Sketchfest on Sunday, February 4th, doing a D&D live show with some great comedians and creators. Got Eugene Cordero, Erica Ishii, Connor Ratliff, Danny Fernandez, and Aaron Keefe. Unfortunately, Funch has had to drop out because he got a filming gig. But
can't blame him for that.
Yeah, I would take that job. Bye, okay. Suckers. Enjoy the
wouldn't
show.
Wouldn't even think about it. Yeah. Wouldn't even cross my mind.
But that's going to be Sunday, February 4th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets on the Sketchfest website, and we'll see you there. Also letting you know, we got new merch over in the merch store. There's the Three Brothers and the Moon shirt. The Hunger Dice are still available, designed by Evawin. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to World Central Kitchen. Also want to let you know, we just started Adventure Zone versus Dracula. The first episode is up now. Go check that out. It's very fun. Also, I stream on Twitch, if you didn't know. And I'm trying to grow the audience there and take that a little more seriously. You can go to twitch.tv/TheTravisMacRoy. I try to stream about 3 times a week, and I'll see you over there.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Please give that one a spin. Please give that one a spin on the old Nickelodeon. Shall we wrap up with a quick let's give them a sound shower.
I thought it was a silent moment for wishes.
Oh, that's a good point. Is that what we did last time?
Yeah, we decided to not make sounds anymore, to have a silent actual silence
for wishes. Okay.
This is a chance for everybody at home to wish and us wish too. Okay.
But let's make this one really fast.
Okay.
Like a quick one. Because Fungalore's busy.
Yeah.
So he can't field like a bunch of different. Okay, here we go.
Okay, really quick.
2, 1. Great.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking that time. And that's going
to
do it.
Real momentum killer, the silent wish to Fungalore, I will say.
Tough shit.
Yeah.
Our endings keep getting worse. And I will find the worst possible ending for this podcast if it's the last thing I do. And it may be. Because they won't let us do the podcast anymore. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips. You already listened to the whole episode, pal.
We got
you. I don't care if you like the end. We got your listen. I don't care if you like the end.
Sucker.
See you next week, baby.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported directly
by you.